calling for a ceasefire. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. One of Russia's strongest allies, China, calling for a ceasefire between Moscow and Ukraine and a start of peace talks. This coming as concern grows of a deepening alliance between Russia and China, something White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says is being watched.
We haven't seen them provide the support, but again, you know, we're going to continue monitoring this and speak out when needed.
China is also calling for an end to Western sanctions, but Jean-Pierre says U.S. sanctions will continue.
The United States will implement sweeping sanctions against key sectors that generate revenue for Putin, go after more Russian banks, Russia's defense and technology industry, and actors in third-party countries that are attempting to backfill and evade our sanctions.
The UN General Assembly has approved a non-binding resolution calling for Russian forces to withdraw from Ukraine. The crew operating the freight train that derailed in East Palestine, Ohio earlier this month didn't have much warning before the cars went off the tracks. That's the initial finding from federal investigators.
We have no evidence that the crew did anything wrong. And during this deceleration, the wheel bearing failed.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made his first visit to the crash site, saying he regretted not going there sooner. He admits to lying but denies killing his wife and son. Former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh took the stand in his own defense today.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. But once I told a lie, I told my family, I had to keep lying.
Murdaugh blamed the lying on his addiction to opioids. Prosecutors say he killed his wife and son to gain sympathy to cover up financial crimes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Texas man who threatened a Democratic congresswoman after the January 6th riot has been sentenced.
Garrett Miller, who threatened Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Twitter after he stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in December to 9 of 13 charges and has already spent more than 2 years behind bars since his arrest. He's expected to serve another 8 months. Miller was wearing a T-shirt that read, quote, "I was there, Washington, D.C. January 6, 2021, with a picture of former President Trump on it when he was arrested 2 weeks after the riot. He also faces weapons charges in Texas federal court. During his arrest, officials found an AR-style rifle that had been configured to fire like a machine gun. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Oscars are preparing in case there's a repeat of last year's slap incident.
Organizers are putting in place a contingency plan. CEO Bill Cramer told Time magazine there will be a crisis team at this year's event, ready to handle any surprise moments that could occur. He stated the crisis communication teams and structures we have in place allow us to say this is the group that we have to gather very quickly. This is how we will all come together. Last year, Smith walked on stage and slapped presenter Chris Rock after he made a joke about his wife, then walked back to his seat and cursed him out. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Russia's president and the deposed leader of Afghanistan were among the top gift givers to President Biden and his family in 2021, according to federal documents published today. Putin gave President Biden a $12,000 lacquer writing box and pen when they met at a highly anticipated summit in Geneva. And then Afghan President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani Giuliani and his wife gave the president and first lady Jill Biden silk rugs worth nearly $29,000. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.